So when someone loses a loved one, there's a halacha of aveilus, of a mourning period. So familiar, there's a shiva, that you lose a mother and father, a close relative, we have a mourning for 7 days. So if someone passes away on Yontif, so the halacha is, there is no aveilus on Yontif. There is no mourning on Yontif, because as the Gemara in Moed Katan teaches us, that the public mitzvah of celebrating with the Jewish people, Simchas Yontif, all the Jewish people are celebrating Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, the holidays. And unfortunately, aveilus is a private affair. So the public mitzvah of simcha, of joy, overrides the private mitzvah of mourning. So that's why we don't have any aveilus on Yontif. So of course, if someone dies over Yontif, so let's say whether it's Pesach or Sukkot, so you don't wait till after the holiday to do the burial, unless it's happens at the end of Yontif. But so during Chol Hamoed, the halacha is obviously you do the burial. However, you don't begin the mourning period until after Yontif is over. In fact, we even have a leniency. You don't actually even do the full shiva, because there's a general debate that we know that we say the public mitzvah of mourning overrides the private mitzvah of aveilus. However, it depends if you're Svard or Ashkenaz. Everyone agrees to the bottom line, but there's a major debate. According to the Rambam and the Svardi opinion, the first day of aveilus is biblical. So you just learn the Gemara, the public mitzvah of celebrating Yontif beats the personal biblical mitzvah of observing aveilus. And for Ashkenaz, we learned as well that Simchas Yontif today, we don't have the temple, we don't have the sacrifices, it's only rabbinical. So we just learned the public rabbinical mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private rabbinical mitzvah of mourning. So the bottom line is that it's a public versus a private, and the public wins. The question comes up is, what happens to have a case where I have a private biblical mitzvah, but a public rabbinical mitzvah? When do we have the case? Well, according to Ashkenaz, we don't have it, but according to Svardi, we have it if someone dies on Yontif. So if you die on Yontif, we said you begin observing the Shiva, you start counting day one, you start counting Shiva after Yontif is over. So what does it mean after Yontif is over? If you're in Israel and you're an Israeli and you're keeping regular Yontif, not one day, so then obviously it begins right after Yontif is over. But in Chutz La'aretz, we have Yontif Sheni Shogoyitz. We keep an extra day of Yontif. That is, according to everyone, is only rabbinical. The second day of Yontif is only a rabbinical mitzvah. So it comes out, according to the Svardim, what do you do then? You have a public rabbinical mitzvah of Yontif Sheni, but Aveilus Yom Rishon, but the first day of mourning, is biblical. So therefore, so practically what we do, we also, B'nai Ashkenaz, take this into account. And what we do is, we have a general rule by mourning, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel B'Aveilus. When it comes to mourning, we take the lenient opinion. So therefore, what we do is, we count the second day of Yontif as day one. Even though we're in Shul, davening, celebrating Yontif, that counts, Yontif Sheni counts as day one. So after Yontif is over, when we actually start actively sitting Shiva, that already counts as day two. So therefore, Shiva really ends a day earlier. We have Shiva, but we don't actually, so therefore, if Yontif Sheni is on Tuesday, so Tuesday will count as day one, even though we don't actively start sitting on Wednesday morning. So instead of having 6 days and change, because you always get up the beginning of the seventh morning, you have 5 days and change. So that's the halacha. Since we go with the lenient opinion by Aveilus, there is no mourning on Yontif. So if it's the end of Yontif of Pesach or Sukkot, or it's the end of Yontif, you know, so we wait to we don't do the burial until after Yontif. But if you already did the burial, so then we count Yontif Sheni as day one, even though we don't actively observe, because halacha kedivrei hameiko ba'avelus. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Yisrael Lefichach Hirbam Torah Mitzvah Shenamar Anai Chafet Suman Tzidko Yaldil Torah V'yadir. Rabbi Yisrael Shmei Rabbah Yamad Yivrachus.